So Arm has just demonstrated a new game called Neural Dawn. It's called Neural Dawn because it's highlighting some neural technology that will be in the next generation of Arm Mali GPU. So we've got two things going on here. One is we've got this demonstration of this new neural technology, and we'll dive into what that means. It enables amazing lighting. That's the kind of the takeaway for this, amazing lighting effects. And secondly, it's teasing us about the new GPUs that are coming. So I'm excited about what's coming, excited about the new GPUs, which also probably means the new CPUs that we're going to be getting soon, and where this technology can take us. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, so let's dive into this. So here's two quotes from Arm representatives during the announcement about this new game, Neural Dawn. The future of mobile graphics will not be defined solely by faster GPUs, but by the ability to combine graphics and neural compute to deliver richer experiences within a fixed power budget. You could almost take that and apply it to everything that's going on in compute at the moment, not just gaming, but you know, everything is going to be about combining traditional compute and neural compute. It's very interesting. Anyway, Arm is investing in neural technology and bringing dedicated neural accelerators in future Arm Mali GPUs coming to mobile later this year. And this is really what has got me interested, is the fact that we are getting a new set of GPUs, and that probably means also a new set of CPUs. So if you remember back to September 2025, and I did videos about all of this, we got a new bunch of CPUs, the C1 Ultra, the C1 Premium, the C1 Pro, and the C1 Nano. And basically, Arm announces new CPUs every year. Now, last year it was in September. The years before that, it was a bit earlier. So if they follow the same playbook this year, in September, we're going to get the next set of CPUs, and we'll call them the C2 Ultra and the C2 Premium, the C2 series. But of course, at the same time, we also got a new GPU. We got the Mali G1 Ultra, 20% better performance, 20% better inference, 9% less energy per frame, and double the ray tracing performance because it had a new ray tracing unit design inside of it. So what we're expecting this year is going to be the G2 Ultra with neural technology. I think that's what Arm are setting us up for in September of this year. Now, here was a roadmap that they gave at the time of the G1 Ultra announcement. Going way back to 2021, we had the G710, the G715. We got ray tracing in by this point, which is why it now becomes the Immortalis. And then you got the G925 and now the Mali G1 Ultra. But here, notice, look, they said in the future, we're getting this neural technology. So they were teasing that this was coming, and now they really are telling us about it. And we can see actual developers working on games that actually use this technology. So what neural technology are we talking about? Well, two really, neural super sampling and denoising that removes noise generated by ray tracing. So of course, ray tracing does create some noise depending on how many iterations you go. So we won't go into all that now, how many rays you cast. But this helps remove that and improve the quality of ray tracing images, but at a lower power budget. And neural frame rate upscaling. Now, this is something we've seen variants of on the desktop under different names, depending on whether you're dealing with NVIDIA or AMD or whatever. But NFRU improves the frame rate by generating intermediate frames from consecutive pairs. It allows content running at 30 frames per second to be efficiently upscaled to 60 frames a second. And just like it is on the desktop, that means that the GPU doesn't have to work so hard because it doesn't need to create those 60 frames. It only needs to create 30, so half the amount of work. And then the neural bit, just a bit of extra energy on top to, you know, get you that extra frame rate through this neural upscaling. So that's really good for power efficiency. On the desktop, it's used more to boost the frame rate because everyone wants higher frame rates. But on desktop, that's a great way of saving power because you can just generate 30 frames and then upscale to 60. So absolutely fantastic. Now, Neural Dawn is the world's first cinematic lighting mobile game. So it's the first title to implement Unreal's Mega Lights. We'll talk more about that in a second. Real-time, complex, dynamic lighting at a level previously only possible on high-end PC and console platforms. That gives you new storytelling opportunities using light as a key story arch. You get faster iteration. Artists can see final lighting instantly, because before, of course, they did this with kind of fake lighting, with what they called light maps, and they had to be baked in and they took a long time to process. And that's all gone away with ray tracing and now with dynamic lighting like this. And that is actually causes a mind shift in the way developers work, because before they had this whole, well, we're going to create the scene, we're going to bake in the lighting as a separate thing, and it's going to get processed. And now it's a different development cycle. So Megalights in Unreal is a whole new direct lighting path in Unreal Engine 5, enabling artists to place orders of magnitude more dynamic and shadowed areas than you could ever do before. In fact, Neural Dawn has between 800 and 1,000 lights per level. That's something unheard of if you were doing the older fashioned way of doing the lighting with baked light maps and so on. So Neural Dawn is a new mobile game exclusive to Android devices, powered by the upcoming ARM GPUs with neural accelerators, and available in the fall. Okay, so there you have it. Neural Dawn, the next generation of Mali GPUs, neural technology, all coming very, very soon. Love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. What do you think about all of this? My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. And if you like these kind of videos, then I invite you to stick around by subscribing to the channel. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.